thirds innings no-hitter and two home runs. Leonard will start in left field. In center field, it's Reese Rogers. Right field, A.J. McCarty. By the way, he's in the state track meet beginning tonight, so he may not be able to play both games today. Third base, Chris Hobbs. Shortstop, Jacob Hathaway. Second base, Gavin Clemens. First base, C.J. Hanley. Catching, Kane Cottrell. And on the mound, it'll be Jacob Dorsett. Dorsett, a record of 2 wins and 1 loss, a 2.85 ERA in 51 and two-thirds innings. He has 58 strikeouts, 33 walks. The lefty Dorsett will toe the rubber for Brownwood this afternoon. Sean Jowers is alongside. Sean, other than it being cold and wet, anything else strikes your mind?
Oh, no, other than it's a beautiful field out here we're getting to play at today. I mean, great stadium. We were talking about that earlier, about the size and the number of seats. It's a wonderful venue. I'm looking forward to a couple of games, and hopefully the Brownwood Lions can get us out of here in two today.
Well, thank goodness we've lived long enough to see artificial turf on the fields, because we'd have trouble playing this one today if it weren't for the fact that everything is artificial. No dirt on the stadium. The warning tracks are artificial. Foul territory artificial. Everything artificial. Base paths, the mound, wherever you want to look, it's all covered with artificial turf. And the dimensions of the ballpark, 335 down the lines, 380 in the power alleys, dead center field, and even 400 feet. Brownwood going to be the home team in game one. That means game two, which is scheduled 1 o'clock or after. Midland Greenwood will have the honor of being home team. Well, it's a, you know, and I keep looking at the horizon because they say there's a possibility of some rougher stuff coming in. Right now, the overcast has lightened a little bit. Not near what it was when we got to the park and it was raining. And we came through rain showers from Brownwood to Abilene. So obviously there is rain in the area and the fans are bundled up to protect from the weather for these two ball games. Right now, rain not the problem. The wind and the cold is, and the fans are really bundled up on both sides. Meeting of the umpires and the head coaches, Landon Hancock, of course, the head coach of the Brownwood Lions. The umpires this afternoon are going to be Ronnie Hargis, Mike Perry, Chad Hoffman, and Nathan Whitaker. You know it's serious if you got four umpires working a high school game.
They're starting to get for real now.
And so the Brownwood Lions and the Midland Greenwood Rangers are set to get it on. Let's take a break. We'll be back with the start of this afternoon's ball game after this 2-minute timeout.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from Bruner Toyota. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at Bruner Toyota, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. That's why you see our name around town so much. We look for ways to support our schools, youth organizations, and booster clubs, and we jump right in. When you buy Bruner, you buy knowing that we're all making a difference in our hometown community.
When was the last time you had your eyes checked? There's a good possibility that your vision has changed and corrections are needed. With something as important as your eyesight, you always want to see a qualified professional you know and trust. Dr. Stan Cavett at TSO, located in front of Heartland Mall, is this kind of professional. Call and make an appointment to have your vision checked. It's too important to put off, so call today. Dr. Stan Cavett, Texas State Optical, proud to be supporters of local high school sports. Robertson Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Robertson Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts. Carrier and Robertson Petty. PACLA00685C and M7369. Landmark Life Insurance Company. Comprehensive insurance coverage with a premier series of plans to fit individual needs. Call Landmark Life and work with professionals whose personal touch can guide you to the insurance coverage that fits the way you live. At Landmark Life, you'll feel right at home because Landmark Life is hometown people. So when you decide it's time to address your insurance needs, turn to Landmark Life Insurance Company in Brownwood.
All right, we're back at Crutcher Scott Field in Abilene, where the Brownwood Lions are about to take on Midland Greenwood. And right now, the national anthem about to be played. We'll let you listen in. If hearing loss has affected you or a loved one, see the folks at Lone Star Hearing. Owners Gus and Mike have been helping folks in our area for years. For a no-cost screening, call 641-1825 or stop by 2410 Crockett Drive. That's Lone Star Hearing. Brownwood Lions gathered around third-year head coach Blandon Hancock, their dugout down the first baseline. Brownwood in gray pants with maroon tops and gray and white trim. Midland Greenwood is actually their colors are Columbia blue, powder blue, and white. They have white pants. They have black shirts, though, with that Columbia blue, powder blue trim. Jacob Dorsett is warming up for Brownwood, the little lefty coming off a terrific seven-inning one-hitter the other night against Springtown. If his curveball is working, he is terrific. You know, the Honey Bee Natural Foods is your complete health food store with a great selection of vitamins, weight loss snacks, organic products, and much more. For all of your health food needs, stop in today and see the owner, Carol Wells, at the Honey Bee, 909 North Fisk. It'll be Brody Gray, Tristan Ramey, and Brooks Lundgren to lead things off here in the first inning for Midland Greenwood. Again, the Rangers in with a mark of 11-16. Brownwood starts play today, 14 wins, 10 losses. Both these teams were very impressive in their bi-district wins.
Yeah, the Brownwood Lions really had it going. They had good run support for their pitching, and, of course, like you said earlier, the pitching was amazing. You know, 2 one-hit games with Hunter Leonard carrying that no-hitter all the way up to his, you know, his pitch limit.
Again, Leonard in left, Rogers center, and McCarty right. Hobbs, Hathaway, Clemens, Hanley, third to first in the infield. Cottrell catching Dorsett. And we're set to go. 3 or 4 minutes late, but we're underway as Ray stands in. Right-handed batter again. We're on artificial turf on a very cold and wet day here in Abilene. Game one of a three-game set. Cottrell gets set behind the plate. Home plate umpire says, let's go. Dorsett goes into his windup, and the first pitch of the series is lined to left field for a base hit. First ball swinging, Ray put it right over the shortstop Hathaway's head and rolling out to the center fielder, Reese Rogers. Tristan Ramey comes to the plate, the center fielder for Midland Greenwood. So a leadoff single for the Rangers. Dorsett takes a glance at the runner and comes to the plate. They miss a bunt. Cottrell tried to jump up and fire to first base, but Hanley had come all the way down the line. There wasn't anybody at first. Strike one, the count. Cottrell, a good arm behind the plate. Ray takes his lead. Here's the pitch. That's low. It's one ball, one strike. A lot of room in foul territory here. Pass ball behind home plate. Got a lot of room to roll. One is up, and it's 2-1. Again, 335 down the lines, 380 in the alleys, and 400 straight away. Pretty much major league dimensions. Pitch swung on, high fly, shallow center field. Shortstop out. Hathaway makes the grab, throws to first, not quite in time. Terrific play by Jacob Hathaway in shallow center. Rogers was digging hard on the bloop. Hathaway, with his back to home plate on the run, reached up and grabbed it and had the presence of mind to turn and fire quickly to first base and made a close play out of the double play attempt. Here's Brooks Lundgren, the first baseman, in there for a strike. Hathaway doesn't throw very hard. He's got to have terrific control to be real effective. One out with one on here in the Greenwood first inning. Outside evens the count at 1-1. Dallas Houston with Sean Chowers alongside here in Abilene. Game one of our doubleheader. Girls on 1380 at 5 this afternoon from Glen Rose. Bouncer up the middle. Hathaway over. Knocks it down. Can't do anything with it.
Great attempt by Hathaway, and probably saved the extra base by knocking it down, because it would have rolled all the way out to AJ in right field.
Hathaway coming across behind the bag, had to lean out, get a glove on it. All he could do was knock it down. It's an infield single. They've got two hits in the opening inning, and the DH, Jared Lewis, comes up. Lewis, a right-handed batter. Two on, one out. First pitch to Lewis. Swung on, hit hard. Hadaway in the hole. Clemens for one. Relay not in time. Greenwood will have runners at the corners. Two out. Another good play by Hadaway. That was deep in the hole. Backhanded it. Fired to Clemens for the force out. Lewis reaches on the fielder's choice. Here's Skyler Dominguez, shortstop for them. Two out, two on. We're set trying to wiggle out of trouble here in the first. Outfield straightaway. Leonard shallow and left. Pitch hangs high. It's one ball, no strikes. Game schedule for seven innings. Pitch. A little bit wide, 2-0 now the count. Infield straightaway except for Hadaway, or except for Henley holding the runner at first base. Here's the 2-0 pitch. Swing and a miss. 2-1. Single fly out. Single and a fielder's choice ground ball. 2-1 on Skyler Dominguez. Swing and a miss. Letter high pitch makes it two balls, two strikes. Two-two with two on and two out in the first. Here's the delivery. It's fouled back into the netting. Continues to be 2-2. Pretty good crowd here considering the weather. Not bad at all.
Lots of big jackets and blankets out there.
2-2, Dorsett's pitch is coming. High, full count. Full count, 3-2. Dorsett working against Dominguez. Check of the runner. Here's the pitch coming. Got him. Swing and a miss. The inning ends. No runs, two hits, two left. On to the bottom of the first. Brownwood coming to bat in a scoreless game. We're back in 1 minute.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Texas Bank is a community bank committed to education. In the last 8 years, we have contributed over $500,000 in scholarships to help local students continue their education and fulfill their dreams. Texas Bank is proud to give generously to our local communities and continue to offer products that make your life more productive. With our strong and proven financial foundation, we will be here to support our Brownwood Lions for many years to come. Texas Bank, proven, local, strong. Member FDIC.
All right, here's the Brownwood batting order for this afternoon. Leading off and catching is going to be Kane Cottrell. Batting second in center field, Reese Rogers. Batting third at second base, Gavin Clemens. Batting fourth in left field, Hunter Leonard. Batting fifth in DHing, Grayson Swansea. Batting sixth in right field, A.J. McCarty. Batting seventh, third base, Chris Hobbs. Batting eighth at first base, C.J. Hanley. batting nine, and playing shortstop, Jacob Hathaway. Cottrell Rogers-Clemens, then Leonard Swansea-McCarty, followed by Hobbs, Hanley, and Hathaway. Here's Greenwood defensively with Jameson in left, Ramey center, and Ray right. Fuentes at third base, Dominguez in short, Jones second, Lundgren first, Austin Dominguez behind the plate, and Caden Davis, right-hander, is on the mound. Here's Cottrell leading things off in the bottom half of the first inning. Cottrell, one of eight right-handed batters in the Brownwood batting order. Davis will work out of a stretch. Hard hit ground ball to short, off the shortstop and into center field. That's an error on Dominguez, the shortstop. And the Lions, just like Greenwood, have a base runner, one pitch into the game. Cottrell's going to be run for. Kyron Deal in to run for him. So Deal takes over first base. Here's Reese Rogers at the plate. What a great senior year Cottrell is having. 4-19 at the start of the game. Kyron Deal, pretty good lead, first base. Throw over, not in time.
Now, also participating at the state track meet tonight.
Or tomorrow.
Okay. This weekend.
Yes. Outside to Rogers for a ball. Temperature up a couple of degrees. Wind still blowing at about 12 to 14. Kyron has good speed at first base. Davis looking at him a long time. Now the pitch. He goes, swung on, chopped foul at the plate. Deal heads back to first base. Count goes to one ball, one strike. Second round of the playoffs for the guys. The girls are in the third round in Glen Rose this afternoon. Davis going to throw to first. Deal gets back. Now the ball gets away, no. But bounces right back to the first baseman. He'll throw to second and an easy out. I don't know if that ball bounced and hit Brandon Brown, the coach, or the umpire, but it was still in play. The pickoff move got by the first baseman but hit something, hit one of them.
It actually hit the umpire and bounced right back to the first baseman.
Lee, what's the breaks of the game? I mean, that's an easy second base for Kyron Deal, but it hit the umpire, went right back to the first baseman who threw him out by 5 feet. One out. Pitch to Rogers. Hits it down the line. Fair ball. Knocked down behind third, but Rogers has a one-out single. Clemens will come to the plate. Gavin, a .371 batting average. Nice play by Fuentes for Greenwood. That ball went right over the bag and was big-time trouble for them. But he was able to dive and knock it down with a backhand.
Yeah, we've already seen a couple of great defensive plays by both teams right here in the first inning.
Clemens finally getting into the batter's box. An error and a single for Bramwood here in the first. Rogers, a big lead. They'll throw over. Chasing back. Clemens Clemens, a deep breath, stands in. Again, Rodgers, a big lead. They'll throw over again. Reese, who has very good speed, will get out to about the cut of the infield. That little semi-circle around first base. He'll get out on the edge of it. They'll throw over again. Again, he's back in plenty of time. Caden Davis, three consecutive throws to first base. Ball one on Clemens. Runner goes, pitch inside, throw down, not nearly in time. Reese, stolen base. Strike one, going to be the call on Clemens. So Rodgers in scoring position at second base. Clemens ready, Davis taking forever. Finally comes set. Throws a strike on the inside corner. It's nothing and two. Now they've changed and said that first pitch was a ball. So it's 1-1. 1-1, one strike with Rodgers at second. The pitch. Curve floats in on the inside edge, 1-2. Ball two strikes on Gavin. Hunter Leonard on deck. Davis 1-2 offering. Outside, 2-2. Last week in that second game against Springtown, Hunter struck out his first two times up and then homered his last two.
And pitched a great game.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. Swung on, lined foul. Down the left field line. And it stays 2-2. Greenwood got two on in the first. Couldn't score. We're in the bottom of that inning now. Here's a swing and a liner down the left field line that's going to drift foul. And it'll stay 2-2 on Gavin Clemens. Kind of a crosswind at about 15 miles an hour. And it's blowing from the left field corner toward the right field corner. Should knock down anything hit high in the air to left field. 2-2 pitch, lined in the alley, right center field. It'll go all the way to the wall. Rodgers around third will score easily. Clemens will stand at second with a double.
That's a great hit by Gavin. Right there in the gap between center and right and rolled all the way to the wall.
Yeah, and it was a pitch on the outside edge that he just went with it. I mean, he threw it on the outside edge, and that's where he hit it. Didn't try to pull it, just laced it into the alley. And so Brownwood draws first blood. Up 1-0. Catcher out to talk to the pitcher for a moment. Davis gives him an ear. Clemens, good speed at second. Here's Hunter. Leonard only really started playing this year at the first of district. Been on a tear. 474 batting average. Clemens at second base. He's way back behind the bag at the moment. You don't have to stand on top of it. Davis's pitch on the way to Hunter. Low and away for ball one. Big breaking ball. Greenwood playing their defense straight away and about medium depth. Brownwood ahead, 1-0. RBI double by Gavin Clemens. They run a pickoff back at second. Clemens dives back in time. You see how big that pickoff thing was earlier now. Kyron Deal would have also scored this inning except for that kind of fluky pickoff at first base.
Yeah, with the exception of that, the Lions have really dominated this half of the inning.
Kerr floats in. Evens the count, 1-1. Hunter crowds the plate from the right side. Here's the 1-1 pitch. A little bit low, 2-1 on a fastball.
Yeah, so far it looks like Davis's best pitch is that little floating curveball. It's got quite a few strikes on us so far.
Looks like he's doing everything in his power to keep from throwing a fastball to Hunter Leonard. Here's his 2-1 delivery, swing and a miss on a big curve, 2-2. One nothing Brownwood. We're in the bottom of the first. Well, you can take a break in the time between pitches with Caden Davis.
He definitely takes his time, and then the throwovers are just adding to that. So it's just lengthening out this inning.
Ready for the 2-2. Davis throws, hit high in the air, deep left field, down the line. Left fielder back runs and catches it, turns and throws it back in as Clemens scampers back to second base.
And just like you said, Dallas, that wind knocked that ball down, because I think on a calmer day, that probably makes it over.
Well, if not over, it's going to hit the fence.
Right.
Line drive down the line. It's a good job by Jameson. He ran back there, leaned out, and caught it right at the base of the fence. And here's Swansea, the DH. Grayson hitting 400 on the year. Pitch to him is low, and it's ball one. Again, 1-0 Brownwood. On a double by Gavin Clemens that drove in Reese Rogers. Little outside to Swansea, 2-0.
Davis having a little trouble finding the strike zone with his fastball, it looks like.
And he's staring at the home plate umpire a little bit, then walked all the way down below the mound and takes a slow stroll to get back up on there. Ready to pitch again. Inside, 3-0 to Rogers. All right, 3-0 to Swansea. Rogers. 3-0 to Swansea. Ball four. Swansea walks, Clemens at second base. Here's AJ. It's fun to watch the Brownwood players when the lead runner is at second base. They actually take their lead back behind the bag, and then as the pitch is being made, then here's a pickoff attempt thrown into center field. Clemens will run to third. Clemens was kind of loitering around a little bit, but alert enough to know the pitcher had taken a step toward second base, and he threw it right out into center field. So now it's first and third.
Yeah, Davis kind of hesitated on his throw, and I think the second baseman didn't think he was actually going to do it. And then when he did, he just wasn't ready to receive that ball, and it gets out to center field, and Gavin was able to take third easily.
Here's A.J. Swansea at first. They're two outs in the inning. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Came up and in on A.J., who's hitting .333.
A.J. knows he's got fooled on that when he had a big smile on his face after that big cut he took at it.
One nothing Brownwood. We're in the bottom of the first standing. Swing and little chopper going to third. They pick it up. They don't get A.J. One run comes in to score. Swansea all the way around to third. A full swing at home plate by A.J. McCarty. And the ball just went out in front of the plate and started rolling toward the mound. Now their manager's going to come out and question the call. They're claiming it was a foul ball. It rolled out toward the mound. Now the umpires are going to have a conference on this. If it stands up, A.J. gets an infield single, drives in a run. We'll see if it's going to stand here. All four umpires meeting to the side of the mound. 2-0 at the moment. A.J. a full swing. Let's see what they're going to call here. Yeah, fair ball. It was a full swing by A.J., and he just tipped his bat, rolled out in front of the plate, curled up toward the third baseline, and coming in and easily scoring is Gavin Clemens. And then they threw to try to get A.J. and threw it high to first base. He was safe by a bunch. And on the throw, Swansea all the way to third base. Now here's Hobbs. Give A.J. an RBI. Brownwood ahead 2-0. Strike on the outside corner to Chris. Obviously, A.J. has terrific speed. They'll hold him on. Tight. Finally, the pitch. It swung on, hit high in the air to right field. That's way back there, over the head of the right fielder. One run in. Here comes A.J. Hobbs is heading to third with a triple. 4-0.
What a hit to Hobbs over the head of the right fielder, and once again all the way to the wall there, and scoring two runs and getting a pretty easy stand-up triple.
Hobbs a triple. Now they may back that outfield up a little bit before long. Here's Hanley, the eighth man to bat this inning. Brownwood's only left-handed batter. Hobbs at third. Two outs. Bouncing ball out to second. The throw is barely in time. The Lions get four in the first. We finished an inning. Brownwood 4, Midland Greenwood 0. We're back in 1 minute.
exhausted and mother go hand in hand. Kind of like summer and overcommitment. We've got lots of plans for the long days ahead. Lots of sticky hands to hold and sharp blocks to step on. That's why I love the energizing Red Bull slush from Sonic. Ah, tastes like spring break 2003. I drove a van then, and I drive a van now. Buckle up, kids. Ever done a donut?
Keep it going all summer long with the Sonic Red Bull Slush. Now half price when you order ahead. Red Bull Slush not recommended for children, pregnant or nursing women, and persons sensitive to caffeine. See menu for details. For a limited time only, participating Sonic drive-in.
Stanley Chrysler, your big volume Dodge, Chrysler, and Jeep dealer in Central Texas, loves sports and is a proud supporter of our area athletes and teams. The next time you want to talk sports and talk a great deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle, go see the great team at Stanley. All they want is to make sure you drive away happy. Because after all, we want you to come back again and again. Stanley Dodge Chrysler Jeep, 1003 West Commerce in Brownwood.
You know, First Central Credit Union says, play like a boss, Brownwood Lions. And fans, remember, our home equity loans, like a boss, no closing costs, are operating now through May 31st. So go, team. You and the Lions. That's First Central Credit Union, 1602 Austin Avenue in Brownwood. You know, Longhorn Auto has a great selection of late model, low mileage, quality vehicles to fit your budget. In-house financing available with some factory warranties. See owners Glenn, Jeremy, or Dallas at 901 West Commerce, or visit www.longhornautosalesbwdtx.com. I told Jeremy to try shortening that thing. Too hard to remember. Just keyword in Longhorn Auto Brownwood. You'll find it. Here's Javen Fuentes, the third baseman for Greenwood. Top of the second, Jacob Dorsett, a little cushion to work with. Strike on the outside corner. Rogers, very shallow in center field. McCarty, shallow in right. Leonard, about medium depth in left. High ball out to Leonard. Two steps back, one step in. He's got it. And there's one out here in the second.
Apparently Hunter judged that just right because he barely had to move.
Well, you know, it's kind of scary sometimes when that happens because when it was first hit, I knew it was hit pretty good. And I said, does he see the ball? But yeah, hit right at him. Austin Dominguez, the catcher, is at the plate. Right-handed batter. Low and away for a ball. 4-0, Brownwood ahead in the second. Dorsett to the plate, swing and a miss. 1-1. First of our doubleheader here in Abilene today. Low and away, 2-1 the count. Brownwood trying to advance to the third round of the playoffs for the first time in quite a while. Outside, 3-1 now. Dorsett has had some control problems this year. Get a four-run lead, you don't need to suffer with control problems. Swing and a foul. Off the right side. Full count at 3-2. 4,000 seats in the stadium. Beautiful park. Full count on Dominguez. Here's the wind and the pitch. Got him. Up and in. He couldn't hold up. Two down in the inning. Second strikeout for Dorsett. Cameron Jones, the second baseman, is up, two out, nobody on. Dorsett firing. High fly ball, drifting foul, Hanley over, out of his reach. Strike one, the count. Low, 1-1 the count. On Cameron Jones. Hadaway on the outfield grass at shortstop now comes in. Low again, 2-1. Outfield medium depth at best. Not playing very deep. Fly ball going out to center field. Here comes Reese. He's got it. Easy inning. Three up, three down in the second. We head to the bottom of number two. 4-0, Brownwood. We're back in 1 minute.
Football and brisket, blue bonnets and springtime. In Texas, some things are better together. Like at Texas Farm Bureau Insurance, where a home policy just isn't the same without auto coverage to help bring your rates down. The State Fair and fine stuff? Can't have one without the other. Moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, Misty Cozart, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
We can fix it fast and make it last. Well done, Western Electric. Now don't you worry, just give us a call. Service and repair, we do it all. We've got the know-how to do it right. Anytime, anywhere, day or night. Weldon Wilson Electric. Call 643-3110. Weldon Wilson Electric.
I'm trying to keep up with the ball game. Sean is keeping tabs on the weather, and he informs me we're up all the way to 51 degrees in Abilene, and still a 14-mile-an-hour northwest wind.
It's almost balmy out there now.
That's right. We crossed that 50 threshold. We're in business now. 4-0 Brownwood, bottom half of the second inning here. 9-1-2 up. Jacob Hadaway. 254 on the year stands in. You know, there are people down there with short sleeve shirts on, and I'm not talking about players.
Nope, the second we opened these windows, I had to put my jacket on. That wind's coming right into the press box. I got cold quick.
Caden Davis ready for his first pitch in there for a strike to Hadaway. Now, I don't want you to think that everybody is in short-sleeved shirts, but I see one. I'm scared of him already.
Right.
I don't even know who he is. Outside, one ball, one strike. Four runs, four hits, Bramwood. No runs, two hits for Greenwood.
Strong first inning by the Brownwood Lions to come out there. Great base running, great hitting. So it's good to get on the scoreboard in the first inning.
Strike on the outside edge. It's 1-2. Yeah, four runs scored, but it not only could have been, it should have been five.
Just a weird bounce for it to just go off the umpire like that and literally land right next to the first baseman for him to be able to pick it up and make such an easy throw out.
Swing and high pop. Right side is going to go out of play. Sean's starting to get that Carl Wayne look at night in Stephenville when Carl had the wind just funneling into his face.
It reminds me of the night in Godly. We opened the windows there, too, and the wind was like a wind tunnel right into the booth there.
Swing and a foul again. Count will stay 1-2. You know, and I didn't even notice. The wind was going by me toward Carl, and I glanced over there in about the third quarter, and he had ice forming on his mustache. And I said, hey, is it cold over there? 1-2 to Hathaway. Here's the pitch coming. He'll swing and line one to left field, and a diving attempt and caught by the left fielder, Jameson, on a terrific play. He probably saved his team a double at least, and maybe even a triple. Hathaway a bullet to left center field, but again, Jameson on the dead run, leaning out all the way and got it right in the webbing of his glove. And there's one out, and here's Cottrell.
Second time, Jameson's got a great jump on the ball to be able to save a hit.
Cottrell reached on an error to open the ball game. 4-0 Brownwood here in the second. The pitch hit hard. Shortstop to his left has it. The throw is low and not in time. Really? Oh, he got him. Bang, bang, play at first base. Good play by the shortstop and a better play by Lundgren, the first baseman, who had to scoop that thing out of the carpet. He dug it out just in time, and there are two outs in the inning.
Now I'm with you, Dallas. I thought Lundgren might have come off the base to catch that ball, but I guess not.
Two outs, nobody on. Reese Rogers up. He singled in the first, scored the first run of the ball game. Curve way outside. 1-0 the count. Rogers a 3.83 batting average. Game one of a best of three series between Brownwood and Midland Greenwood. Ball one to Rogers. Davis pitches way inside, 2-0. Lean Reese back so far he lost his balance and ended up staggering over toward the Greenwood dugout. 2-0 the count. Curve inside, 3-0. Two outs, nobody on. Hathaway hit it real hard. So did Cottrell. Rogers hadn't had a chance to swing at this at bat. That's down the middle, 3-1. Nice to have you along on KOXE. Throughout the Central Texas area, also worldwide on the internet, and of course on your KOXE app on your phone, no matter where in the world you might be. Swing and a high chop, heading to shortstop. Shortstop in, he's got it, can't get it out of his glove. That'll be either a hit or an error, and Rogers has reached for the second time in the ballgame. And it'll give Gavin Clemens an opportunity to come to the plate here in the second inning. I think they'll probably consider that an infield single for Rogers. He's 2-for-2 in the game now. Clemens doubled to drive in the first run of the game for us. 371 is batting average. Throw to first. That'll chase Rogers back to the bag. Reese has terrific speed. Showed that off his first time up. Takes a huge lead at first base. I think he's driving Caden Davis about half nuts. Davis throws. Hanging curve. Jumped on by Clemens, but he hits it foul down the left side. I think the coaching staff of Midland Greenwood has told Davis, hey, stop worrying so much about that guy. If he steals a base, he steals a base. And you're taking half your time working on him. He's staring at Rogers again with that big lead at first base. Quickly throws over, and Reese jumps back on the bag. Looks like about six or eight paramedics have showed up for the game up behind the Brownwood dugout. 0-1 count on Clemens. Throws to first again. I'm going to tell you what, Davis is toying with not making a direct step toward first base, which you've got to do. I'm telling you, he almost came around toward home plate. Another quick throw. Yeah, he's still worried to death about Reese Rogers. I would say in the two innings he's been on base, that's probably the seventh time.
I think you're right. I think that was the seventh throw over on Reese.
Reese still just going the same distance. Steps off and lobs a slow one over there this time. Well, this isn't going to show up officially, but those are all pitches on his arm. Just a little more wear on him. Clemens, meanwhile, waits at the plate. He'd like to have another hanging curveball, another throw over. Some of the Brownwood fans starting to heckle a little bit. His own fans may be heckling him. Nothing and one, the count on Gavin. The pitch, he'll swing and hit it hard to deep center field. Center fielder on the run and catches it in deep right center field. No runs ahead, one left after two. 4-0 Brownwood. We're back in 1 minute.
You have a choice. And when it comes to auto body work on your vehicle, more folks choose Syntex Body and Paint. The experienced iCar trained technicians at Syntex offer complete collision repairs and are dedicated to providing their customers with top-notch quality repairs. Insurance claims accepted and customer satisfaction is guaranteed. For the service you expect, choose Syntex Body and Paint, 1001 Pecan Street, or call 325-646-7753.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from the Bruner Auto Family. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at the Bruner Auto Family, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. My granddad set a high standard for us. He taught my dad, who taught me, that caring about our community, caring about the people in our community, is one of our most important jobs as a dealership.
Chevy, find new roads.
Hey, Mosley Plumbing is specializing in residential and commercial plumbing. They also do new construction plumbing. Have water heaters, tankless water heaters, just everything. So for all of your plumbing needs, be sure and call Mosley Plumbing at 642-3339, license number M5109. Mosley Plumbing. It's on to the third inning of play here. One of the base umpires out there talking to Reese Rogers, Hunter Leonard, and A.J. McCarty. Now they depart to their respective positions. Sky lightening up a little bit. Temperature, I think, going up another notch or two. Here is Kobe Jameson leading off the third inning for Midland Greenwood. The pitch low to him. Dorsett, the lefty for Brownwood, delivers, swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Boy, the way they started this game, two hits in the first three batters. Kind of holding on. Swing and a miss on a beautiful curveball, 1-2. But Dorsett settled down nicely in the first, and he's kind of in cruise control right here, at least for the moment. In baseball, things can change real quick. High, it's 2-2 now. course, there's a pitch count that the UIL institutes in high school baseball, and in particular in the playoffs. Curve just outside, 3-2. Pitcher can only throw 100 pitches per game. We found that out last week. Gavin Clemens coming in to talk to Jacob Dorsett just for a moment. Full count on Jameson, leading off the third for Midland Greenwood. Pitch swung on, hit right back to the mound. Great play by Dorsett. He went high in the air and speared it, and there's one out. Boy, that thing hit, and I mean went rocketing up in the air, and Dorsett went right up with it. That's a great play. Here's Brody Ray. He singled on the first pitch of the ball game. 4-0, Brownwood ahead. We're in the third, scheduled for 7. First of our doubleheader here on KOXE. Pitch is high. Brownwood's girls playing a good Decatur team at 5 this afternoon in Glen Rose. Swing and a line shot out towards center. That's going to fall in front of Rogers, and Brody Ray has his second hit of the ballgame. Tristan Ramey, the center fielder, on his way to the plate for Midland Greenwood. One on, one out here in the third inning for Greenwood. High from Dorsett. Again, this is a Major League Dimension field. 335 down the lines, 380 in the power alleys, and 400 to straightaway center field. Swing and a miss. Dorsett, a sneaky fastball. He didn't have an overpowering fastball, but he throws so many off-speed pitches that when he cranks it up with that fastball, it really catches batters off balance. A ball and a strike. The pitch is down low, 2-1. Ray not getting a real big lead at first base. Two balls, one strike on Ramey. High again, 3-1. Lundgren, a good hitter, waits on deck. Four nothing, Brownwood ahead. Here's a swing and a foul back, full count. So two of the three batters here in the third inning have forced Dorsett into a full count. Struck out the first one. Got the first one to ground out. Runner goes, pitch high, ball four, and they've got two on. That's the first walk given up by Dorsett. So he went full on the first batter, gave up a single, and now a walk. And here's Lundgren, who got a single his first time up. Tall, lanky, right-handed batter. We're in the third inning of play. Dorsett checking the runners and delivers high for a ball. He's having trouble with his release point as Cottrell calls timeout because Dorsett came walking off the mound flicking his wrist as if to say, where did I lose my release point here? Gavin Clemens comes in to talk also. Ball one, the count on Lundgren. Two on, one out. Here in the third inning of play. Brown one's outfield straight away. And the pitch. Swing and a high foul into the crowd or beyond. It's actually beyond into the parking lot down the right field line. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Dorsett anxious to work here. Kicks and throws, swing, and a foul ball back. It's one and two. Ball two strikes, two runners on. Here in the third inning for Bendlin Greenwood. Dorsett's pitch. Swung on, chopped toward the mound. Dorsett's got it. Throws to first. There's the out. Runners advance to second and third. Two outs in the inning now for Jared Lewis, the DH. We've got one left-handed batter in our lineup. They haven't got a one. Or at least I forgot him if he got up there.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Rogers very shallow in center field as the DH stands in. Pitch outside. He reached on a fielder's choice his last time up. He's got two men in scoring position here. Brown went ahead 4-0. We're in the third. Two out, two on. Outside again, 2-0. Two balls, no strikes on Lewis. Jacob Dorsett. Come set, delivers, a swing and a foul off the right. It's 2-1. Wind continues to blow from that left field corner into the right field corner. 13 miles an hour. Temperature has just crawled above 50, but no rain falling. 2-1 pitch, swung on, hit toward the shortstop. Hathaway's got it, throws, and dug out by Hanley, and the Lions are out of the inning. No runs, a hit, two left. We go to the bottom of the third. Brownwood ahead 4-0. We're back in 1 minute.
Let's face it, nobody likes sitting around for hours waiting to see the doctor. Now there's a new option for healthcare. AffordaCare Urgent Care Clinic is now open on Early Boulevard. They have a team of expert medical professionals ready to treat your needs. They're open until 7 p.m. Monday through Friday and open on the weekends. You can walk in anytime or reserve your appointment online at affordacare.com. And they'll text you when it's time to show up. Next time you need medical care, go see our friends at AffordaCare.
If you're looking for a hometown, home-owned bank, then Citizens National Bank is the bank for you. Stop by the main office at No. 1 Carnegie or their convenient branch inside Walmart for more information. From free online banking and bill pay to deposit accounts and home loans, Citizens National Bank can do it all for you. Citizens National Bank, Brownwood's only home-owned bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
You know, Slotsky's is where they make their sandwiches fresh from scratch every day. Fresh bread, fresh veggies, all on a sandwich put together with you in mind. You can't beat them. at Slotsky's, located at the traffic T. You know, Mills County State Bank is a proud supporter of all area youth with locations in Brownwood, Early, Goldthwaite, and Hamilton, where service makes a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. That's Mills County State Bank. Here's Hunter Leonard leading off the third for Brownwood. The Lions up 4-0. Fuentes at third, plays close to the line. Pitch to Hunter is low for a ball. Hunter flew out back in the first inning. Leading hitter on the team at 474. Two home runs on the year. Both of them came in our last game. Swings, chops it foul. It's 1-1. Leonard, Swansea, and McCarty do up here in the third. Hopefully more than that, we'll get to the plate. Brownwood got four in the first inning on four hits. Pitch is a little inside. It's ball two. 2-1 now.
I'm not sure Hunter's had a decent pitch to swing at in his two at-bats so far.
Caden Davis on the mound for Midland Greenwood. There's a pitch down the middle for a strike. Two balls, two strikes, the count on the senior, Hunter Leonard. A little bit high, full count. Fuentes at third will back up now, about 10 or 12 feet. Still playing fairly close to the line. Here's the payoff pitch to Hunter. Curve got him looking. Floats in on the inside corner. Hunter strikes out. Here's Swansea. Swansea walked and scored in the last, or in the first inning.
That's going to be the first strikeout Davis has registered tonight, or today.
Swansea takes an inside curveball and rips it, but foul. Yeah, this looks and feels more like a mid-February college baseball game. It's just one of those days. Pitch swung on, fouled again. Went about the same place. The first one a curve, this one a fastball. Swansea quickly down in the count at nothing and two. Fastball catches the outside corner. Swansea had turned to look at the third base coach and just kept turning. Back-to-back strikeouts for A.J. McCarty. Brownwood sent eight men to the plate in the first inning. Davis now has retired five of the last six. McCarty single. Back in the first. Pitch way inside, that hit him, and A.J.'s on base. A.J. got a full swing and just nipped one up the third base side to beat out an infield single his last time up This one, an inside curve that just hit him. Now here's Chris Hobbs. He's got the big hit of the game, a two-run triple back in the opening inning. A.J., pretty good size lead, and Caden Davis doesn't like people with big leads. He'll throw over, and A.J. jumps back.
As if you knew what he was going to do, Dallas.
He's thrown over about 10, 11, 12 times in this game already.
Well, his count up on Reese is 10 tries alone.
Bounces in. A.J. takes off, and he'll stroll into second base. Now Davis won't have to worry about him as much. Ball one on Chris Hobbs. A.J. in scoring position at second. Low pops away from the catcher. Here's A.J. taking off again. He'll go to third. Ball two on Chris Hobbs. Hobbs, sophomore third baseman, had a terrific year. High for ball three. Good time. A good thing they don't have a throw count.
Davis would be in trouble if that was the case.
That's a low ball four to Hobbs. Yeah, his pitch count is fine. If you counted all the throws to first base, he might be in trouble. Here's C.J. Hanley coming to the plate. 357 is batting average. He grounded out to end the first inning. Lions have runners at the corners with two out here in the third, up 4-0. Still a long way to go. The day has just begun. Inside to Hanley, our only left-handed batter.
Well, after two strikeouts to start this inning, Davis has thrown six straight balls, including the one that hit A.J.
Two on, two out here in the third. Pitch to C.J. is low for ball two. Hathaway is on deck. Caden Davis, long look in. Low and away. You know, he's glancing at Chris Hobbs, who hasn't got a lead worth anything, very short lead. And he keeps looking over there like, hey, take a couple of more steps. I can't even throw over there with that kind of a lead. Pitch to Hanley in there. Or is it not? They say a little bit outside. And a four-pitch walk, and the bases are loaded for Hathaway. So Hanley walks. Hathaway hit a bullet out into left center field his first time up, where Jameson on the dead run made a sensational diving catch. And now the pitching coach heading out to the mound for Midland Greenwood. Hey, Alan and the gang at Trans-Texas Tire would love to put you back on the road by either fixing your flats or fixing you up with a quality set of new tires. Trans-Texas Tire also can help with all of your brake problems and alignment issues. Call them this afternoon at 643-1541. That's Trans-Texas Tire. Pitcher will stay on. Two strikeouts to start the inning. McCarty hit by a pitch. Hobson, Hanley have walked. And now Hathaway to the plate. Ninth hitter in our batting order. He hit it on the nose the last time. Let's see if he can do it again and find a gap. Jones will stay out of the stretch. The pitch low and a real good block by Dominguez, the catcher. And a dive out to stop that one.
That probably saved a run.
Ball won the count. Well, unless it hit the umpire.
Of course.
That changes everything. Pitch low again. Dominguez again had to dive down to jump on top of it. It's 2-0. A walk counts a run. Hathaway, not a big target. Davis toes the rubber, deep breath, long look in, and pitches. That's a strike. It's 2-1. McCarty at third, Hobbs at second, Hanley at first. Two on the count on Hathaway. He'll swing and line it to right, and it is going to be caught. Jones on the run out in right field. Takes off running, slows down at the last second, makes the grab, and we leave them loaded in the third. We head to the fourth. Brownwood 4 and Greenwood nothing. Back in 1 minute.
Country Ford Lincoln, we're going to put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality, we treat you like family.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Live Oak Pharmacy wants to know, are you tired of driving further and waiting in long lines when your copay is the same? That's right. Your copay is the same at Live Oak Pharmacy. And there's no long lines. Quick personal service. Have questions about your prescriptions? Ask Dennis. He'll be glad to visit with you. Plus, Live Oak Pharmacy is Brownwood's only certified compounding pharmacy. Look for the huge live oak tree. Live Oak Pharmacy, 3707 Austin Avenue.
You know, F&M Bank is a locally owned and operated community bank founded in 1905 and offering a variety of accounts to custom fit your banking needs, whether personal or business, and they've got features ranging from mobile app banking to bill paying. Feel free to come in, let them know how they can help you with any of your banking needs. That's F&M Bank. Through three innings, Brownwood, 4 runs, 5 hits, no miscues. Greenwood, no runs, 3 hits, and they've committed a couple of errors. Skyler Dominguez leads it off in the fourth. He struck out his first time up. And swings and fouls one back. Dorsett has struck out 2 and walked 1. His ERA coming in at 2.85. Low 1-1. Scheduled for 7 here in game 1 of our doubleheader. Swing and a high fly ball, foul territory. Hanley back, can't reach it. And it's strike 2. 1-2 now. Wind has died just a tiny bit. One ball, 2 strikes, the count. swinging a foul away. It's interesting to look at the outfielders in particular. Rogers in center and McCarty in right. They're doing a lot of jumping around before the pitch. It's not to distract anybody. I think it's just to stay warm, keep their muscles loose. Here's a pitch a little bit outside, and it's two balls, two strikes on Dominguez. 2-2 count. Jacob Dorsett on the mound for Brownwood. The lefty shoots it in, and it's way outside. Full count. Three balls, two strikes on Dominguez. Dorsett kicks, and here's the pitch. And that's inside and low. Second walk that Dorsett has given up. That's how pitchers get in trouble. Boy, has he gone 3-2 on a lot of batters or what?
He really has. In the starting in the third inning, I want to say of the five he got to, I think there was four full counts and already had one this inning.
Here's Fuentes, the third baseman. Way outside. Brandon Brown, the pitching coach, I would imagine, is getting a little concerned here. Here's a swing and a foul. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike. A runner on, nobody out in the fourth inning for Midland Greenwood. They trail Brownwood 4-0. Dorsett misses high again, 2-1. Jacob steps off the rubber, backs off the mound, gets refocused, gets back on, takes a deep breath, gets his sign, comes set, and throws, swing and a miss. Good pitch, it kind of died on the outside edge, 2-2 now. Big ACU purple and white emblem out in shallow center field, and Reese Rogers runs onto it, now backs off of it. He isn't playing terribly deep out there. 2-2 pitch on the way, and it's lined over Clemens' head and out into right center. Rogers over to pick it up, throws it in, and around to third goes Dominguez, and there are two on, nobody out for Greenwood here in the fourth. Austin Dominguez, the catcher, comes up. He struck out his first time up. Dorsett's going to have to do some serious pitching here against the bottom of the order. Runners at the corners, nobody out here in the fourth. 4-0 Brownwood, the lead in jeopardy. Way outside for a ball one count to Dominguez. The other Dominguez is around at third base. Brownwood will give up the run for a double play. Foul back, 1-1. And the good news is that our defense has played very well here of late. One ball, one strike to count. Your set misses low and away. It's ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Or make it two balls, one strike on Dominguez. Outside, 3-1. Clemens is going to call timeout. He and Cottrell will go to the mound. This batter and the two to follow have all been hitless in the game so far.
Dorsett definitely in trouble with runners at the corners and behind in the count with no outs. So you're right. He's going to have to find that strike zone on the next couple of players and hope the defense can bail this out.
He's got a cushion, but in high school ball, it ain't that big. 3-1 the count. Here's the pitch that's in there. Caught the corner. It's full again, 3-2. Gee, Manee, how many full counts has he had? Wow. They're starting to mount up. Full count, Dorsett, come set. Check of the runner and coming to the plate. And it's low, and they're loaded. Brandon Brown going to head out to the mound to talk to his pitcher. Cameron Jones will be coming up. He flied out back in the second. Nobody else at the mound, just Brandon and Jacob. Bases are loaded. There's nobody out. We're in the fourth inning of play. Crown over has gone into run for Dominguez, the catcher. You can courtesy run for the pitcher or catcher anytime you want to. Now Gavin Clemens up to say something to Dorsett. And he's set to go to work again on Jones. He may go out of a full windup here, and I think he will. Bases loaded, nobody out. Pitch, foul ball to the right. Jones with Jameson waiting on deck. Brownwood 4. Midland Greenwood nothing. Pitch swung on. And a high pop to second. Clemens catches it. Runners hold. Got one out in the inning. That helps. Here's Jameson, the left fielder. He grounded out his first time up. Top of the order on deck. He hadn't missed them all yet. Pitch to Jameson. Low for a ball. Full wind up and Dorsett ready. Chunks. Bouncing ball to Dorsett. He's going to come home. Got the force. Two outs. Well, Dorsett kind of had a blank look just for a split second. It was a chopper right back to him, and he kind of did a 360 looking, where should I go? And then all of a sudden, it's like a light came on, and he threw it home to get the force. And now two outs in the inning. Bases, of course, remain loaded. Here's Brody Ray. Single the first two times he's been up. Outside for a ball. Dorsett gets the ball ready to go. He pitches, swung on, foul ball back, and out of play. One ball, one strike. Three on, two outs. Ray, their leadoff hitter, and he is a tough hitter. 1-1 the count. Dorsett trying to get out of a big jam here in the fourth inning. He winds, he kicks, he fires low, 2-1. Walk counts a run. Ray defensively plays right field for Greenwood. Pitch, swing, and a miss. Got him on a high fastball, and it's 2 balls, 2 strikes. Two to the count. Dorsett ready, fires, and it's a swing and a high pop right side. Hanley running over, runs out of room, and we'll do it again. Quite a bit of room in foul territory in this ballpark. Certainly more than the average high school field. Wind continues to die just a bit more. Dorsett calls time to come ask Cottrell something. Steven Rodriguez takes the opportunity to come down and say something to Brody Ray. Bases loaded, 2 out in the fourth. 2-2 the count on Ray. And Dorsett's pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Shortstop calling. Hathaway catches it, and how about that? Bases loaded, nobody out. Brownwood gets out of it. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. The Lions up 4-0, and we're back in 1 minute.
Robertson Petty, your Carrier dealer, are the pros when it comes to air conditioning, heating, or plumbing needs. They sell and install residential or commercial systems. Free estimates on new installations. Let a new Carrier energy-efficient unit save you money and keep you cooler or warmer. Robertson Petty has been serving Central Texas for over 50 years. Turn to the experts. Carrier and Robertson Petty. PACLA 00685C and M7369.
Hey, it's Greg Bruner from Bruner Toyota. We've seen lots of dealers come and go, but we've stuck around. That's because at Bruner Toyota, we believe in helping you buy better. We've been a part of some great hometown communities over the years. That's why you see our name around town so much. We look for ways to support our schools, youth organizations, and booster clubs, and we jump right in. When you buy Bruner, you buy knowing that we're all making a difference in our hometown community.
You know, Domino's Pizza is where you can get 2 medium, 2-topping pizzas for only $5.99 each. Hungry? Make it Domino's. Call 643-3112. They're located at 1012 Coggin Avenue. That's Domino's, proud supporter of the Brownwood Lions. Dallas Houston Schongauer's with you here at Crutcher Scott Field at Abilene Christian University here in Abilene.
I'll tell you what, Dallas, I don't think I would have believed you if you told us we were going to get out of that inning without giving up at least one run with, you know, bases loaded, no outs, behind in the count. But once again, the Brownwood line defense really did come up, and Dorsett controlled those pitches. And
I think one of the big things, Sean, is I think Brandon Brown went out to him when they got the bases loaded and said, hey, don't throw out of the stretch. Just wind up and throw strikes. And he did.
Well, I noticed the first couple of batters he faced there in that last inning, the first three, I think, were the first pitch were all outside on that first pitch, and then they fouled away the second pitch. So he had trouble with that. And then he came in there, and he just started throwing nice and hard right down the middle and retired the next three guys and really got us out of a jam there in the top of the fourth.
Well, I think what the Lions need to do now is try to increase that cushion a little bit as we play, in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Here's Kane Cottrell, the top of the order up, reached on an error and is also grounded out. Bottom half of the fourth inning, Cottrell stands in. Here's the pitch. That's low and away for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Bottom half of the fourth inning, we're scheduled for 7 here in game one of our doubleheader. Blowing away, ball 2 to Cottrell. Neither one of these pitchers, Dorsett or Davis, are overpowering. I mean, they're very much off-speed pitchers.
Yeah, Davis has that floating curveball that's given us quite a bit of trouble today, but the fastball, every time he throws that, we put it out to the wall, it seems.
Bouncing ball, deep hole, shortstop. He's got it. Long throw, not in time. Cottrell beats it out, infield single. Brownwood's sixth hit of the ball game.
Now batting the center fielder, number 14.
That's going to bring Reese Rogers to the plate. He singled both times up and scored a run.
Well, Dallas, I'm going to see if you can tell the future. What do you think is going to be the next thing that happens?
Kyron Deal is going to take a lead and get a couple of throwovers and then probably take off. Deal.
And I hope the umpire
this umpire just needs to get out of the way. Here's Rogers standing in. Deal has pretty good size lead at first base. Davis looks. He'll throw. Here's a ball that's hit out the right side and drifting and going foul. And a strike one on Reese. If you weren't with us back in the first inning, Cottrell reached on an error. Deal went in to run for him. They try to pick Deal off first. They throw it away. Deal takes off, but it hits the umpire and comes right back to the first baseman. And he throws out Deal by 5 feet. Pitch to Rogers. He'll hit it hard in the hole, right side. Out into right field. Deal makes the turn, has to hold up. And so the Lions open the fourth inning with back-to-back singles. And Gavin Clemens comes to the plate.
For the Lions, the second baseman, number 8, Gavin Clemens.
Cottrell, Rogers, back-to-back hits here in the fourth. 4-0, Brownwood ahead. We got all of our runs in the first. Clemens doubled, drove in a run, and scored a run in the first. Flew out his last time up. They call timeout. Catcher wants to go to the mound. Thanks to all of our sponsors for this afternoon's broadcast. And for many of them, all season long. Cold, damp day here in Abilene. But it's getting better. Wind is down a notch or two. The temperature up a notch or two.
I can feel my hands now, so that helps.
Clemens at the plate. Here's the first pitch to him. Low. Ball one, ball popped away, but not far enough for Deal to advance. Ball one, the count. Clemens with Hunter Leonard on deck. Davis all the way for Greenwood. The pitch, low again, outside, 2-0. Considering the weather, pretty good crowd, most of it from Brownwood. You know, I think when Greenwood played Vernon last week, I think they played here in this park. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Clemens. Hits it right over the bag at third. It's a fair ball. Here's Deal coming around third. He will score. Rogers slides in head first at third. And Clemens strolls into second with a double. 5-0 Brownwood. Clemens, two doubles in the ball game and two RBIs. I mean, that went right over the bag. Turned the umpire around. He was kind of doing a pirouette as he signaled fair ball.
Just lucky it didn't bounce off of him into play there.
Here's Hunter Leonard, who slid out and struck out. Two men in scoring position for Brownwood. Nobody out in the inning. Pitch, swing, and a foul. They're bound and determined they're not going to give Leonard any fastballs to work with. May have scouted that game last week. Who knows?
I think you might be right, because he's had a lot of off-speed and a lot of balls outside of the strike zone to where he can't even really get a good swing.
Davis throws again. That's low. It's one ball, one strike. Swansea waits on deck. These were the two guys, Leonard and Swansea, who were hurt all through pre-district. And it really kind of handcuffed this team all through non-district. There's a swing and a foul ball. It's one and two. Brownwood, five runs, eight hits. No runs, four hits for Greenwood. And the Rangers have committed the only two errors in this game. One ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch on the way. That's low. It's two balls, two strikes now. Rogers at third, Clemens at second. Clemens drove in Kyron Deal, who was running for Kane Cottrell. Still no outs in the inning. We're in the bottom half of the fourth. Davis's pitch. Here's a line drive out into left field. That thing is caught on the dead run by Jameson. Tagging up is going to be Rogers, and he will come home to make it 6-0. But, boy, Jameson just saved him a run. A long shot in the alley out in left center field. Jameson makes his second great running catch of the ball game. But again, we tag, we score. That's Rogers. Clemens saves at second base. Here's Swansea with one out. Six nothing Brownwood. Swansea tires of waiting and steps out. Swansea's got a lot of room down the right field line if he could place one down there. Pitch outside for a ball. Catcher tried to bluff it going by him to get Clemens to take off, but Gavin had his eye on the ball the whole way. Swansea has walked and scored, also struck out. Ball won the count on Grayson. Grayson swings and hits one out into right center field. The right fielder calls Ray, and he catches it. And there are two outs for A.J. Again, McCarty will head to Austin either after this game or after the next one. He's got to be in Austin tonight. He's in several events. He's in the 800 relay tomorrow. I think the triple jump and the long jump are both tonight, I think. But anyway, he will go. Deal will also go to the state track meet as a relay team member. Anyway, here's AJ playing some baseball right now. He'll swing and miss. He singled and scored in the first, got hit by a pitch in the third. Two runs in here in the fourth inning for Brownwood. We're up 6-0 on eight hits. Pitch to A.J. is on the way. Swings, hits it right back up the middle. Second base bag. Second baseman has it. Throws, doesn't come close to getting A.J. at first base. That's not even a decent race. A.J., an infield single. This team will get a lot of them because they do have speed. That went right back over the rubber and was grabbed by the second baseman in front of the second base bag. Wasn't hit terribly hard. A.J. had already crossed the bag, I think, when he got the ball. Two on, and here's Chris Hobbs with an opportunity. Hit a triple in the first that drove in two runs and then walked his last time up.
Well, you never want to try to have the guy leg out a infield single that's going to the state tournament, right, in track.
Well, it's a good warm-up for him. Pitch is low for ball one. A.J. has taken one of those big leads over there, and he is yet another one driving Caden Davis nuts.
Somebody must have said something because he hasn't tried to throw over at all this entire inning.
A.J., a huge lead as Davis steps off the back of the rubber. As if to say, I can't take it. Get back on the bag, please. Two on, two out here in the fourth inning. A.J. takes off the pitch, swing and a miss. Now it's called a foul at the plate. That keeps Clemens from coming home, and it'll make A.J. go back to first. 1-1 now the count. Hanley waits on deck. 6-0 Brownwood. Game one of a doubleheader today. Throw to first. A.J. falls back on the bag. You know, if Davis had a great pickoff move, it'd be one thing. But if he's got one, he hadn't shown it yet. A.J. takes off the pitch in there for a strike. And now the catcher doesn't even throw to second. Instead, whips it to third. Clemens jumps back on the bag, though. And now two men in scoring position, but there are two outs in the inning, and it's one ball, two strikes on the batter, Chris Hobbs. Base hit that goes anywhere in the outfield ought to score two. Davis pitching. Wayans, oh, he hit Hobbs. Up and in and hit Hobbs. And the bases are loaded. Here's C.J. Hanley. Hanley is grounded out and it's also walked.
Second inning in a row, Dallas. We've had the bases loaded.
Didn't score the last time.
We did not.
Now batting
the first baseman, number one, C.J.
Hanley, a .357 batting average on the year. The left-hander visits for a moment with Blandon Hancock, and now back in the batter's box. Davis will stay out of that stretch. Bases loaded, two outs in the inning. The pitch on the way to Hanley. Curve in on the outside edge. Strike one. Attaway on deck. Davis, a very long look in, finally ready, and pitches. Low, one ball, one strike. Nobody's holding anybody on. First baseman back near the edge of the outfield grass on Hobbs. One ball, one strike on Hanley. He'll swing, loop it down the left side, and it is going to fall. It'll be in there. The left fielder had it go off his glove, and Brownwood gets a couple of more runs in on a bloop double by C.J. Hanley down the left field line. The kid who's made two absolutely great plays going to his left, that's Jameson, tried going to his right and got the glove on it, but it popped out. And Bramwood's lead is 8-0, a fourth spot here in the fourth inning. And now runners at second and third. A double by Hanley. He drove in two. Here's Hathaway. Davis getting ripped here in this inning. Pitch outside for a ball. 8 runs, 9 hits, Brownwood. No runs, 4 hits for Greenwood. They've called that a two-base error now on Jameson. So we have 9 hits instead of what I thought would be 10. Pitch down low. It's ball two now to Hathaway. Cottrell on deck. That's just what the doctor ordered. Bases loaded, nobody out. We get out of it. I said we need a bigger cushion. We got a bigger one. Out to 8-0 now. Pitch swung on. Chopped toward first. First baseman has it. Throws. And it's not in time to Davis at first base. Are you kidding me? Hathaway just beat the play at first. It's 9-0. A slow chop to the first baseman. Davis coming over to cover. And the first baseman grabbed it and flipped it to the pitcher covering. And Hathaway just beat him to the bag. So Hathaway on the infield single drives in a run. Hanley goes over to third base. And so it's runners at first and third with 5 runs in the inning. And Brownwood up 9-0 here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Now, if you're into such things, our potential 10th run is 90 feet away at third base in the person of Hanley. If he scores, that's a 10-run lead heading to the fifth. And if Greenwood doesn't score, this game is over via the 10-run rule. Pitch, hard hit, left field. That's going to go all the way to the wall and bounce against it. 1 run's in, Hathaway around third. He'll score a double for Cottrell. And it's not 10, but 11-0.
Well, Dallas, you asked for a cushion. You got a cushion.
A 7-run fourth inning for Brownwood. I love that about this team. They get pressured in the top half of the inning. They really get pressured. Bases loaded, nobody out. They come up big on the mound, big defensively. They put a zero up in the top of the fourth, and it's like, hey, somebody got our attention. We need to go to work here. And they go to work and get 7 across in the bottom of the fourth inning. And here's Reese Rogers, who's 3-for-3 in this ballgame.
Yeah, the top of the fourth, definitely. The Rangers kind of rattled the Lions' cage and woke them up, and they came in the bottom and really have just ripped one pitch right after another out into the outfield. And
Kyron Deal running for Cottrell out at second base. Here's the pitch on the way to Reese Rogers, and it's low for a ball. Yeah, they're just going to leave Davis out there to as a sacrificial lamb. They're not going to waste any other pitcher this afternoon. Rogers, 3 singles and 3 plate appearances. And here comes the 1-0 pitch. Bounced up the middle. Shortstop over. He can't get it. Here's Deal around third. He'll score. It's 12-0. This is like batting practice now. Reese Rogers right up over the mound. Shortstop dive to make contact with it, but just tipped it out into the outfield. So Rogers at first base with a single. At least Davis will have an opportunity to throw over to first base again if he wants to. 8 runs in the inning. It's 12-0.
Now, he has tried to pick off Reese 10 times so far in this game.
Here's Clemens. Rogers a big lead. What do you bet he throws over? Nope, going to come to the plate. In there for a strike. I think that's his way of waving a white flag.
Yeah.
Y'all go ahead and take your leads. 12 runs, 12 hits, Brownwood. 4 hits for Midland Greenwood, and they've committed 3 errors. Here's a swing and a high pop. That ought to do it. Second baseman calls, catches it. That's the inning, but Brownwood scores 8 in the fourth. We head to the fifth. Brownwood ahead 12-0. We're back in 1 minute.
Law Office of Mark T. Besson, Certified Public Accountant. They tackle problems from different angles than other attorneys, specializing in estate planning, wills and trusts, real estate, IRS representation, state and federal taxation, guardianships, business law, and all your accounting needs and tax issues. Call the Law Office of Mark T. Besson, 325-641-1677, or go by 205 North Center Avenue, Brownwood.
Driving across Texas? Get comfortable. There's nearly 300,000 square miles to explore. In a state this big, you need auto coverage from someone who knows it all. Texas Farm Bureau Insurance. For coverage that's right for how and where you drive and every moment of every mile. Call us. Because moments worth covering are never accidents.
Call me, Shanda Mosley, at 325-646-5516.
Discounts may vary by situation.
Hey, Diamond P Enterprises, it's where they tie-ins together to make our world just a little bit better. If you'd like to work with a great team, check out job opportunities at Diamond P Enterprises. They're a proud supporter of the Brownwood Lions. Also, Southwest Appliance and Furniture is the place if it's for the home. They're a full-line distributor for Whirlpool and KitchenAid appliances. Find Ashley Furniture, too, for every room. And for the best deals on Serta bedding, check out Southwest Appliance. And get free delivery, too, all from Southwest Appliance. Here we go to the fifth and last inning, unless Greenwood scores a minimum of 3 runs. 2-3-4 in the batting order due up. It's Tristan Ramey, then Lundgren, and then Lewis. And Jacob Dorsett. Swing and a miss as he chunks an off-speed pitch in. Didn't have much of a cushion heading into the last inning. He has a full bed to rest on right now. Here's a swing and a foul back, and he's ahead of Ramey in the count 0-2. Our second game will start 30 minutes after this one concludes, whenever that happens to be. Swing and a miss, 3-pitch strikeout. Dorsett mows down Tristan Ramey. Third strikeout for him. He's also walked 3. Here's Brooks Lundgren. You know when the last time a team scored against us? It's about nine. I can't remember in district play, but in the playoffs, this is our 19th consecutive inning without giving up a run. Here's a swing and a high pop behind first. Hanley, A.J., it's going to be out of play. One strike on Lundgren, who singled and grounded out in this game. Assuming the game ends here in a few moments with Brownwood winning via the 10-run rule, we're not going to have a post-game show. We'll just save it for when the second game is over, if that's okay. Swinging another foul. It's 0-2. That's 5 straight strikes thrown by Dorsett.
So, Dallas, we gave up 2 runs in the 5th inning against Godley at home. That was the last time we gave up a run.
So we're in our 21st consecutive scoreless inning. Here's a high pop. Out to right field, McCarty calls and catches, and they're 2 outs. 2 outs for Jared Lewis, the DH. He reached on a fielder's choice and also a ground out. So we'll be throwing it back to the studio for the great entertainment that KOXC always provides. And then in about 30 minutes, we'll be back for game 2 of our doubleheader. Dorsett pitches outside. Dorsett trying to go 3-1 on the year. He's been terrific his last 2 times out. Throws, and there's a base hit out into left field to Hunter Leonard. So a 2-out single by Lewis. That's the fifth hit of the ball game for Midland Greenwood. It'll bring Skyler Dominguez, the shortstop, up. He's struck out, and he's also walked. Bramwood will go to 15-10 overall, heading into the second game of our doubleheader. Here's a swing and a high pop. Hanley back and drops it. Foul territory. Hanley kept bouncing back toward the outfield grass or the outfield turf, and he never could get set. He was just kind of wandering, hunting the ball, and hit his mitt and popped out. Nothing and one, the count on Dominguez. Outside, one ball, one strike. One and one, the count. Swing and a foul, it's one and two now.
Tell you what, Dallas, Hanley missing that ball in foul territory might be the only mishap we've really had in this entire game.
Yeah, it doesn't count as an error, but...
Right, I mean, missed opportunity.
Outside, two and two now. Brownwood got four in the first and then eight runs across in the fourth inning, trying to close it out early. Pitch up high. It's a full count now, 3-2. Dorsett has had a bunch of those. Three balls, two strikes on Skyler Dominguez, the shortstop of Midland Greenwood. Call strike outside corner. Ball game ends via the 10-run rule. A five-inning, five-hitter for the aforementioned Jacob Dorsett, and the Lions are able to win it, at least game one of the series, and certainly game one of our doubleheader this afternoon. Final score in game one, Brownwood 12, Midland Greenwood nothing, and we'll see you for game two in about a half an hour.
All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it very much.
Sea winds blowing, I still see her dark eyes glowing. She was 21 when I left Galveston. Galveston, oh Galveston, I still hear your sea waves crashing. The cannons flashing, I clean my gun and dream of Galveston. I still see her standing by the water, standing there looking out to sea. And is she waiting where we used to run? Galveston, oh Galveston, I am so afraid of dying. Before I dry the tears she's crying, before I watch your seabirds flying in the sun, at Galveston, at
across the room. It's gotta be her sweet perfume. I got a smile I can't disguise. She's smiling back across the floor. Hey, bartender, pour one more. If I had to guess, that's want to in her eyes. She's playing with her hair, inviting me to take the dare. And I'm thinking maybe I just might, cause she's a smooth talking lady. Her eyes and her body, they keep saying everything just right. She's a smooth talking lady, and I know I'm gonna dance with her tonight. The waitress brought another drink, said it's from the girl in pink. When I turned around, she held her glass up high. The band said they would play one more. That's when we met out on the floor. It felt so right, we didn't have to try. And I whispered in her ear, where you wanna go from here? She answered by the way she held me tight, cause she's smooth talking lady. Her eyes and her body, they keep saying everything is right. She's a smooth talking lady, and I know I'm gonna fall in love tonight. She's my smooth talking lady. Her eyes and her body, keep saying everything is right. She's a smooth talking lady, and I know I'm gonna fall in love tonight. She's a smooth talking lady. All the boats I missed, all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost, I got kicked around. I've been black and blue on my way to you. All the stars I've seen, all the songs I've sung, all the beers I've drank, all the damage done. I was just passing time, kinda just passing through on my way to you. Every curve, every ditch, every turn, every bridge I left behind me up in the smoke. Every fork in the road, got the radio up, the sun is going down. I'll take a left at the bank, now head straight through town. So baby, put on that dress, a little sweet perfume, cause I'm on my way. All the boats I missed,
all the hell I've caused, all the lips I've kissed, all the love I've lost. I thank God for that. I guess he always knew I was on my way to you.
Johnson on your country leader, KOXE. Definitely a little bit of a chill in the air, 54 degrees. How about those Lions? They're red hot in the chilly weather with a very impressive win over Midland Greenwood. Schlack them. Game two coming up in, I don't know, 20, 25 minutes or so. We'll go back to Dallas and Sean at ACU, so stay tuned.
Some call it country with a little bit of rhythm and blues. And when the boys start rocking, there's a beat that you just can't lose. Where it's gonna take us, nobody knows. It sure feels good to the body and soul. I love the slide of the steel guitar. I love the moan of the no blues heart. Before you even know it, you'll be singing along. Makes me wanna stay here all night long. I love the slide of the steel guitar. I love the moan of the no blues heart.
I think we'll do another KOXE getaway giveaway bonus draw. We'll head on over to Hamrick's Automotive in San Saba. If you got signed up for the getaway giveaway there, we'll see if you're going to win a 26-piece screwdriver set coming up. That'd make a nice Mother's Day gift, don't you think? Here's a great Mother's Day song by the Wilkinsons, 26 Cents.
She sat all alone on a bus out of Beaumont, the courage of just 18 years. Penny and quarter taped to a letter, and Mama's goodbye in her ears. She watched as her high school faded behind her, and the house with the white picket fence. Then she read the note that her Mama Sunset Road, wrapped up with 26 cents. When you get lonely, call me. Anytime at all, I'll be there with you. Always, anywhere at all. There's nothing I got that I wouldn't give, and money is never enough. Here's a penny for
It's the KOXE Getaway Giveaway, and we're very close to our draw for the family vacation for four to Disney World. But before all that, we need to visit our fine sponsors all across Central Texas and give away some bonus prizes to those of you who signed up. And I got Brenda from Hamrick's Automotive in San Saba. How are you doing, Brenda?
Yay! We're good.
Anything going on over there as we get close to Mother's Day? And, of course, all of the fixing up you guys are doing for spring and summer driving?
Right. Of course, all the mothers are wanting to go home early, but Lynn says, no, we're too busy.
Oh, okay. He's a hard-driving guy, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
All right, Hamrick's, where they can get it done for you folks. Go on by. Of course, you got the great tire sale going on, right, as always?
Yes.
And
now we have free tire rotation, free road hazard, and free flats for the life of the tire.
As long as you own that tire and you got it from Hamrick's, you are covered. That's right, Brenda.
As long as you buy a whole set.
That's right. Not just two, four. Brenda, let's try. We got a bonus prize. It's a 26-piece screwdriver set. Let's see who's going to win that, okay?
Okay.
Yep.
Ready?
Yep.
It is Elizabeth Maxey.
All right. Give Elizabeth a call. Set. I know for a fact she lost a few screwdrivers last year, so she'll be thrilled, right?
Right.
Brenda, you have yourself a great day, and happy Mother's Day, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. Bye-bye. Just like that, a winner. Chicken dinner, KOXE. It's 124.
Staring at the door. Every night I'm thinking more and more about walking out that door. I know someday I will. Though I'm standing still, someday I will. I know someday I will. As right as we were, we are wrong. Nothing's gonna change what we've done. The only thing that keeps me from going, baby, is wondering what you'll do when I'm gone. There's something in your eyes. I swear your eyes are telling me goodbye. Goodbye's in your eyes. You can call it pride, but my thoughts of someone else here by your side. Let's kill it be inside. As right as we were, we are wrong. Nothing's gonna change what we've done. The only thing that keeps me from going, baby, is wondering what you'll do when I'm gone. Staring at the door. Every night I'm thinking more and more about walking out that door.
Midnight train whistles blow, dozen miles down the road. All I really have to do is just be still. Here's the place I love to be. Mama, daddy, my sister and me. First time I ever saw the beach.
back to 1983. All I really have to do is just be still. Where my baby's next to me, close enough to feel the heat, all wound up beneath the sheets. All I had to do is just be still. When this world gets crazy and tries to break me, not hell I can stand. I can close. I need to go, where the stained glass windows glow. Every part of me is known. Thank God I can go there. Thank God I can go there. Still.
You know, where in the dark, my mind knows.
jealous of the blue jeans that you're wearing, and the way they're holding you so tight. I'm jealous of the moon that keeps on staring, so lock the door and turn out the night. I want you all to myself. We don't need anyone else. Let our bodies do the talking. Let our shadows paint the wall. I want you here in my arms. We'll hide away in the dark. Slip your hand in my back pocket. Go and let your long hair fall. I want you all to myself, to myself. I'm jealous of the song that you've been singing, rolling off your lips. It might be selfish, but I'm thinking I don't need nothing between you, leaning for another kiss.
KOXE 101.3 and Brownwood Lion. Playoff baseball continues. Game two of their series versus Midland Greenwood. We're back to Abilene Christian University, and with the call once again, Sean Jowers and Dallas Houston.
Thank you, Barry. Back we are at Crutcher Scott Field in Abilene on the campus of Abilene Christian University. A five-inning first game this afternoon as Brownwood spanks Midland Greenwood by the 10-run rule, 12-0, the final score in our first game. 12-0, Brownwood got 12 runs on 12 hits, and Greenwood finished the ball game, no runs on 5 hits. Jacob Dorsett got the win in the ball game. Here's the batting order for Brownwood, the visiting team in the second game. It's Cottrell catching, Rogers in center, Gavin Clemens at second, Hunter Leonard left, Grayson Swansea DHing, A.J. McCarty in right, Chris Himes at third, C.J. Hanley at first, and Jacob Hathaway at short. Same batting order we had in the first game. Jacoby Rowland is pitching for Midland Greenwood, and the first pitch is lined to right field. It's going to be a base hit. Cottrell gets a single on the first pitch of the ballgame. Rowland is a tall, lanky right-hander. The third hit of the afternoon for Kane Cottrell, a lead single. And here's Reese Rogers, who went 4-for-4 with four singles in the first game this afternoon. They've got a new catcher in the ball game for Midland Greenwood, and that is Jacob Lewis. And other than the pitcher and the catcher, everybody else the same for them. Defensively, as Reese Rogers stands in. Throw to first, and jumping back on is Kyron Deal, who's out there running for Kane Cottrell. By the way, I found out between games from Principal Mitch Moore that Deal, here's a pitch outside for a ball. Deal and McCarty both run or jump. McCarty jumps in the morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. Neither one of them are going tonight. They will travel to Austin tonight, but they're both available for this ball game. Here's the pitch. That's low for ball two. Snap throw to first, not in time, as Deal jumps back on. Brownwood, their pitching has been amazing here of late in the playoffs. 21 consecutive scoreless innings now. Yeah, I know it's got to stop sometime, but it's fun right now. Here's the pitch. That's inside. It's ball three. 3-0, so Rowland gives up a first pitch single and now goes 3-0 to Rogers. If Brownwood can win this game, there will be no game three tomorrow. Outside low, we've got two on to start the ball game, and Gavin Clemens will make his way to the plate. This ballpark, big ballpark, 335 down the lines, 380. To the power alleys, and then 400 to straightaway center field. Gavin had two doubles and a couple of RBIs in the first game today. Lions have two on, and both of them are speed burners. And there are no outs. Rowland's pitch to Gavin Clemens is hit high in the air, deep center field. Center fielder back. It is over his head and against the fence. Deal is coming around third. He will score. Right behind him, Rogers. The throw home is cut off, and Brownwood leads 2-0. How about the third double of the day for Gavin Clemens? And here's Hunter Leonard hunting his first hit of the day. By the way, on the mound to start game two, Jacob Dorsett, the same one who pitched game one. You can throw 100 pitches in a series, so why not get all you can out of him? I'm not sure what his pitch count was, but he's still got some left. Pitch to Leonard is in there for a strike. Other than the double, that's the first strike that Rowland has thrown in this ballgame. He takes plenty of time. Now comes set. Pitches to Hunter. And misses low. It's even up now at one ball and one strike. Cottrell singles. Rogers walks. Clemens drives him home with a double. Nobody out in the first inning for Brownwood after the Lions won the first game, 12-0. Here's a swing and a high fly ball well hit to center. Center fielder drifting back, still going back, reaches and catches it. Clemens tags, and he will go to third base. So a sack fly for Hunter Leonard to deep center. Clemens now at third with Swansea coming to the plate.
It's nice to see that 30-minute break didn't hurt the momentum that the Lions built up there at the end of that first game.
Well, and conditions are getting better. Wind dying down, and the temperature has gone up another degree or two. Outside for a ball, what did you say, 54 at the moment?
Yes, sir, 54. And all the way down to 9 miles per hour.
Ball one, the count on Swansea. Trying to get another run home. Ball two. AJ on deck. Brownwood's won three consecutive playoff games, 7-0, 8-0, and now 12-0. And ahead here quick, 2-0. Curve floats in. It's 2-1. Rowland looks like he's got that slow curveball about like the prior pitcher, Davis. Strike on the outside corner makes it 2-2. Sean, I don't want you to stop eating.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Take your headset off and stick your face in that. That's what it's begging for you to do. Low and away, ball three. It's a full count now to Grayson Swansea. Grayson hunting his first hit of the day. Jacoby Rowland delivers. This one swung on, lined over the shortstop's head, out into center field. Clemens strolls home. 3-0 Brownwood here in the first. That'll bring A.J. to the plate. McCarty had two hits in the first game, also got hit by a pitch. Hey, this isn't all fluky. I mean, Brownwood's got kids that can hit, they can run. They've been playing good defense, and they've been pitching pretty doggone good. Pretty good combination to have in the playoffs. Up high to A.J., ball one. One ball, no strikes. Check of the runner, the pitch. Low, runner goes, throw down, ricochets toward the outfield. Swansea will get up and stand on second base. By the way, it's nice, if I eat something like that, I'd need to have a defibrillator with me. And I'm just thinking it's nice, even though you're not as old as me, we do have a group of first responders standing down there in back of the Brownwood dugout. I can just yell at them.
I do have a little bowl of heart attack over here. It's tasty, though. I'll give them that.
Two balls, no strikes to A.J. He'll swing and hit it high in the air. First baseman is going to call, and he catches it. That's the first out of the inning on a pop-out by A.J. And here's Chris Hobbs. There are two outs as Leonard hit a sack fly to center field. So two down for Chris Hobbs with a man at second. Hobbs, a two-run triple in the first game. Big blow early on. 3-0 Brownwood here in the first of game two. Hobbs, sophomore, right-handed hitter. Here comes the first pitch to him. He'll swing and hit it high in the air, shallow center field. Center fielder coming on and now circling back and has to reach out to catch it, but that's the inning. Brownwood able to get three across, and we head to the bottom of the first inning. Brownwood up by three, and we're back in 1 minute.
Every country Ford Lincoln, we're going to put a smile on your face. You get big savings and selection. Our people do whatever it takes. Come on to quality. We treat you like family.
Big Country Ford at 500 West Commerce in Brownwood.
Law Office of Mark T. Bessent, Certified Public Accountant. They tackle problems from different angles than other attorneys, specializing in estate planning, wills and trusts, real estate, IRS representation, state and federal taxation, guardianships, business law, and all your accounting needs and tax issues. Call the Law Office of Mark T. Bessent, 325-641-1677, or go by 205 North Center Avenue, Brownwood.
Hey, Digger's Diamond Electric wants you to be safe at home. Be sure and root and root and root for our home team. Digger's Diamond Electric is the home team you need when you want to hit a home run with an electrician you can trust, residential or commercial. Whatever you do, don't strike out. Call Digger's Diamond Electric. Let's look at the batting order for them. It's going to be the same. Brody Ray in right field. Tristan Ramey at center. Brooks Lundgren at first base. Jacob Lewis, the catcher. Skyler Dominguez, the shortstop. Javen Fuentes is at third base. Cameron Jones at second. Jacoby Rowland, the pitcher, bats number 8. And Kobe Jameson, the left fielder, will bat number 9. And what I told you was a lie, because they wrote down Dorsett as the starting pitcher, and it's Mason Ryden who will go for Brownwood here this afternoon. They had the number right on the lineup chart. They had 13 down, which is Ryden's number, but they had 13 and then had Dorsett written down. That's why I said what I said. But Mason Ryden gets a start. He has been injured. He has not pitched in at least a month. He has a 5.6 ERA. He's won 4 and lost 1. 28 strikeouts, 25 walks on the year, and he throws a ball to start the ball game here. 1 ball, no strikes on Brody Ray. Ryden throws, and he's way up high for ball 2. Now, Ryden hadn't pitched in so long, and coming off an injury, you can imagine that control may be a problem here. Control's a problem for him anyway, but, boy, he hadn't worked in a long time. He throws it, and it's lined over third down the line for a base hit. Ray is heading to second base and now makes the big turn, and he's going to hold up at second base. That's her first extra base hit of the ball game. Brody Ray, who went 2 for 3 in game 1, hits a bullet right over the head of Chris Hobbs and right down the line. So they've got their lead man on, and here's Tristan Ramey, the center fielder, hunting his first hit of the day. Mason Ryden has given up a double to start the ball game. Tall, lanky right-hander checks his second and throws to the plate, and it's low for ball 1. 3-0, Brownwood ahead. We're in the bottom half of the first inning. We got 3 hits in the top of the first. Ryden ready and throws, and there's a bunt. Hobbs is going to scoop it, and he misses it. Ball is picked up by Ryden out in the infield. Now he throws it to third and throws it away, and a run comes in. And the 21-inning streak by Brownwood is history. 21 consecutive innings without allowing a run. That was a bunt toward Hobbs. Hobbs came in and missed it. Ryden picked it up and thought the runner at third, who had come from second, had overran the bag, so he throws to third and throws it away. And eventually, when it comes in, they've got a run across the plate. That's Ray who came in and scored. Ramey, who put the bunt down, is still at first base, and here's Lundgren, their first baseman. The pitch is high, and it's ball 1.
And it's raining.
Oh, is it?
Yep, it just started.
And so the rain begins here in Abilene. Swing and a miss, runner goes, throw down is not going to be in time. You know, we played a game probably 10 years ago, playing a 3-game series against Waxahachie. And they beat us 12-0, 13-0, whatever it was in game 1. We came back the next day and won a doubleheader. So you never can tell. Umpires have called timeout as rain starts to pepper down. I'm not sure what they called. I guess they had a timeout a moment ago because, yeah, now they're going to put the runner at second base. So they did not have a timeout call. So Ramey goes down to second with a stolen base. And the count, 1-1 on Brooks Lundgren. Had a little bitty shower coming across Abilene. I don't think this is going to mess up the game unless we have lightning. Here's a swing and a pop out of play. 1-2. I hate to mention that lightning word after last week. We had a 2-hour, 5-minute lightning delay. Man. Mason Ryden trying to shake off the rust here in the first inning. Curve is high. It's 2-2 now. They've got a double, and we help out with an error. Here's a line shot over the shortstop, and that's going to go all the way to the wall. One run comes in. Lundgren is circling second. He's on his way to third as the throw comes, and he will be in with a triple. Great try by Rogers as he dove for the ball, just couldn't come up with it. It's 3-2. Brownwood, still nobody out here in the bottom half of the first inning as Jared Lewis comes up. He's the catcher this afternoon. So Mason Ryden gets rocked early in this ball game. Again, he hadn't pitched in a long time. Hadn't been out there in a long time. I think he may have had one stretch where he threw to a couple of batters, maybe in Glenrose game, but other than that, nothing in district. So he just has been totally inactive here of late because of an arm injury. And he allowed